What do you do there?
I work in the financial aid office.
Yeah?
As a senior systems analyst.
Now, that is a computer programmer?
Yes.
In basic terms for like Sean and I.
Exactly.
And is that a tough job?
Yeah.
It's pretty hard. What are you doing? Like making sure people get their money to go to school and stuff?
Exactly. Making sure everyone gets all the money they can.
Now, you kind of have a sweet schedule because you get to get every Tuesday off and work from home?
Well, it's not off. I mean, I'm working.
Yeah.
But I'm at home in my pajamas, so yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Exactly.
So telecommuting.
Yes.
And then if you're really good and you get the work early every morning, which I know you do.
Of course.
You get every other Friday off.
Correct.
So that's 3 days a week off 1 week, 4 days a week off the next week. Not really off because she's telecommuting. Mm.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Can we do that?
Yeah, I'd like to telecommute, please.
Into work.
Actually, Jason, your math's a little off. That's really 1 day a week off 1 week and two the next.
Jeez.
Oh, I need my wine.
Yeah. See, it really does make them smarter. Golly.
So you get pretty busy, what, this time of year? Or when do you really start having a lot of work to do over there?
It's usually January to April, actually. Yeah. It's the summer now. It's nice.
So you don't get the summer off, though?
No, we don't, unfortunately.
That's the only thing. I was like, man, you work at the school, but you don't get the summers off?
Well, college has what, like a flex session and stuff too, right?
There are still students there, but it's way better now because not as much traffic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, campus, more parking.
But there's actually traffic on Tuesdays too, but I guess you wouldn't know about that.
Oh, no, I don't.
Now, also, as a senior system analyst, you're required to go bowling every Thursday, correct?
I am, yes.
You do that over at the student union?
Yes, every Thursday.
Does your team have a name?
We're Team X.
Team X. How's Team X doing this season?
Team X is doing pretty well. Hmm. My average is 132 right now, so.
132?
Yes.
Man, good job.
I think everybody around here sounded really, really kind of happy with that. All right, I'm gonna ask you a couple questions here. I was reading these facts, and I just don't really even know where I put them. Oh, there they are. And I felt really kind of hurt by this. 80% of women are turned off by visible nose and ear hair because of Sean.
It's gross.
Well, I don't have any ear hair. I'll have to go with the nose hair, though. I do have that.
24% of female bosses won't hire a male who sports nose or ear hair. You know, they say it's better to trim than pull. Also, 21% of ladies won't introduce a hairier than normal coworker to a female friend. You see why this is like kind of worrying me, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of got the whole Grizzly Adams look going.
Yeah. All right. And then 20% wouldn't even be seen having lunch with a so-called ape man.
What?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Carrie, is this true?
I don't know. Nose hair and ear hair, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, those are things we can watch out for. But ape man?
I don't really know any ape men, actually, so.
But if you saw one, I mean, like the roast duck with mango salsa guy?
80% of women, huh?
80%. And then, I mean, the other 20% are all offended by something else. But guys have that they can't control. So, like.
Yeah, and this is different from every other day because.
Exactly. All right. Carrie. Thanks for chatting us a little bit about life over there at the UT. Do you think the Horns are going to have a good season?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the coach?
I don't know.
Who's the dean?
I don't know.
That information only comes out on Tuesdays.
She's got too much stuff to worry about. Yeah. That was fun. We got to put you on the spot a little bit.
This is the earliest I've been up, I think, ever. So.
Carrie's like, I don't think I've ever seen the sunrise waking up. Yeah, that's why we like her. All right, it is 520 here at Magic 95.5. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll do the Daily Buzz. Here's Bruce Hornsby in the Range with Mandolin Rain.